Eichler's and mid-century modern homes are special works of art that require certain maintenance and materials. It's important to keep the integrity of the architecture. If you are a homeowner, how do you replace these materials? You need special artisans who can make the original design intent with the right craftsmanship and execution. Today, I'm talking with Jeff Nichols, who built a career out of supplying Eichler siding to homeowners. He is the only supplier and has been incredibly important in this community. I'm happy to share his serendipitous story with you. Welcome to Mid-Century Modernism with Monique, your go-to podcast for all things architecture, design, and innovation within mid-century modernism. Join me on a journey through the golden age of design, where every episode brings you fresh inspiration for modern living and unlocks the secrets of this iconic and timeless style. What are we waiting for? Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Mid-Century Modern with Monique. I'm Monique, your host, and I am so incredibly honored to have Jeff Nichols on the show today. Hi, Jeff. How
Hi.
Are you?
Hi, Monique.
So happy to have this famous guru of Eichler siding, someone that you all know. You've all known for many, many years, and you have been doing this for 30 years?
Since the mid-80s. So if you do the math, it's a little over 35 years.
And you've been supplying people with siding for their homes, and you are the only person that has
As far as I know, there's been people along the way, off and on, that have picked it up. And, you know, when I first started, I used to worry about that and sweat bullets over it. And then I realized, you know, just produce the product. They have to pay their bills. Don't be, you know, big greedy guy, and just do it and just keep doing it. And how fast 30 years can go. You just wait and see when you get older how fast it can go.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm very impressed with what you've created this empire around this. And you were sharing with me how you got started, which is very interesting.
So I like to say I was just minding my own business as a cabinet maker. And I really didn't even know what an Eichler home was. I mean, I probably had heard the name, but it didn't mean much to me. And I built a base cabinet for a lady that had an Eichler on Nova Albion in San Rafael. And things were kind of slow for me, and I put this base cabinet in it. And she said, by the way, I need some siding replaced on the side of my house, just like four or five sheets. And she said, is that something that you could do? And I said, I think so. I said, let me go out and measure it, and I'll check it out and let you know. So I did that, and I went to the local lumber yard in Terra Linda there, it's no longer there, and I told the guy what I needed. And he said, literally, yeah, you and everybody else that owns an Eichler. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, nobody's making that stuff because it's not available. And I said, well, what do people do? And he goes, well, it goes, there's plane, which means a piece of plywood with no grooves. And we're talking about the what we call now the thin line pattern. That's what she had on her home. And he goes, you can get plane with no grooves, or 4-inch on center, and the Eichler grooves are more like 1 5/8 apart, or 8-inch on center. And I said, those aren't choices. He goes, those are your choices. That's how he said it. And I thought at the time that he probably should retire, because I think he had sold way too much plywood in his time. But he said, that's it. He goes, that's all there is. So the wheels sort of started turning in my head. And, you know, I think I told you my dad used to say to me a lot, you know, somebody else made it, so can we. And so I kind of grew up with that sort of mantra, if you will. Somebody else made it, so can we. Now that had its limits. We didn't build a space shuttle and we didn't do stuff like that. So I thought, well, I think I can figure out a way to put the grooves in the plywood. And so I did. She was very happy about it. And I explained to her, I said, this isn't available anymore. You know, I didn't have the nerve to tell her. It took so long to do that, because I wasn't set up to do it. So I did it, you know, by hand and with a skill saw and a straight edge and all that.
Wow.
And that was the first leg.
Very difficult to do.
Yeah, very difficult to do. And then I went back to my cabinet shop, and wasn't planning on making any more. And then a real estate agent came by and she says to me, I understand you make Eichler siding. And I said, no, I've made it, but I don't make it. And she said, well, I have a house that needs 7 sheets. I need to close escrow. And I said, well, I don't make it. She goes, yeah, I know. You already told me that. Now, when I tell this part of the story, it always sounds like I'm making it up and embellish it. She was tough. She was not going to take no for an answer.
Wow.
And I said, you know, it's very time consuming and this, that, and the other thing. And she said, look, I need 7 sheets to close escrow. Just tell me what it will cost me. That's all I want to know.
What's it going to take?
Right? So I said, okay, and this was in the 80s. Now, Monique, keep that in mind, right? Mid-80s. I said $100 a sheet, which sounded crazy exorbitant to me, plus the cost of the material, which would be another $50 then. $150 a sheet. She goes, sold. And I said, you're kidding me. And this, she says to me, you don't get it, do you? I said, apparently not. She goes, I have to close escrow. I've told you that like 3 or 4 times now. You don't seem to, you know, get that. And she said, I really don't care what this costs me. Now, that was, you know, of course, relative speaking.
Right.
And I wasn't trying to take advantage of her. I didn't want to do it.
Right. So you just upcharge because of the pain and the agony of trying to get it done.
And that's when I went home and told my wife that we need to start making Eichler siding on purpose.
That kind of started
the ball rolling.
Wow. And then you probably had so many people, because of the supply and demand, you had to get started.
It started kind of as a trickle, because until we started advertising in the Eichler Network with Marty Arbenich, and that was really a godsend for us, because he had contacted me, he'd gotten word that we were making this, and he said, hey, I've got this beginning of what became the CA Modern magazine, and he said, I'm looking for experts, you know, and I always want to look behind myself and say, well, I don't know if there is an expert here. And he said, we're going to mail this to all the homeowners, and it was one of the best decisions that we ever made, advertising in what wasn't much more than a flyer then. And Marty and I laugh about it now, and we've never stopped advertising. It's been really good. And, you know, I didn't know about the peninsula. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I thought all the Eichler homes, as funny as it is to say, were all in San Rafael. That's what I thought.
Right.
Then I discovered, oh, my goodness, that, you know, Joe Eichler's hub was, I think, Mountain View, right? I think, is that where it was?
Well, he started in Sunnyvale and then kept moving up and built almost 3,000 in Palo Alto alone.
Yeah.
And then I think they got better and better as he moved farther north.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yep.
So but then we all know you as, you know, everyone knows Jeff from Eichler Siding. So I was so excited to interview you and so excited that you had the time to come out. So how did you initially, you got the word out with Marty.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have 2 websites now, which mm-hmm. is great for clients to go and they can actually purchase these pieces online, which is wonderful.
Yeah. So we started, that really came through my current employee, Tim. He's a great guy. He's a young guy. So it's young guy meets old guy, you know, and young guy says, you know, we could do some online things here that we could make things a little bit better, a little easier for our customers. Mm. And so I said, okay, well, what can we do? And so he took one of our websites, the Vintage Plywood website, which has a couple of different product in addition to the Eichler siding, and that's called Weldtex. But we put that online, mm-hmm. and made it so that people can get a quote online, and it's pretty quick, and then they can decide if they want to pursue and proceed with it. If they do, then they can place the order. And of course, they can call in with questions or email if they want. It's not like we don't want to have any conversations with them. And people are taking advantage of it. So we have the Eichler Siding site, which is the old original one made mm-hmm. by the old guy. And then then the newer one, Vintage Plywood. It's Vintage Plywood.
.com. Mm-hmm.
Vintageplywood.com. And
that's
so
great.
That's the site. And people can look that up. And then
I love that. That's so great. And very helpful for all of us that have clients that are interested or people wanting to replace theirs. This is really valuable.
Yeah.
So you were telling me we both had a love of the Walker House, the Frank Lloyd Wright mm-hmm. home in Carmel that just sold for $22 million, mm-hmm. that beautiful little home that I remember visiting. And you said that that had Weltex on the
seal. Weltex, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Weltex is an R name. That was what U.S. Plywood used. And it's a little tricky for people. They hear Weld, they hear Weltex, they hear, they say all kinds of things. And when you put up a picture, you know, people can, you'll see it. It's a kind of a rippled, one lady described it as Ruffles potato chips. Mm-hmm. Once you see it, often people say, oh, I've seen that before. But most people don't know what it was called. And as far as I know, that was the only home that Frank Lloyd Wright used that in. And but it was used extensively back east. And we got into that. I got a phone call one day from a customer. Mm-hmm. And I think this person was back in the Midwest. I've lost track. And she said, look, you make the Eichler siding. You know, the Eichler name is known throughout the United States. I mean, it's not just here in the Bay Area. We obviously know it here. And she said, you make the Eichler siding. Have you ever considered making Weltex? And I said, well, honestly, I have. I've seen it before. But I'm not, I don't really know, again, back to, my dad used to say, you know, somebody else made it, so can we? And then around the same time, or very close to that time when I got that phone call, I got another call from a lady down in Van Nuys, California. And she said, hey, I've got this particular kind of siding on my house. And that was it was Weltex, as she's described. Now, she didn't know what it was called. The way some people know that what it was called because it's stamped on the back. So if they pull off a piece, they often can see that stamped on the back. But she didn't know what it was called. And she had I won't go into the detail, it gets a little bit complicated technically, but she mm-hmm. had a way to try to mimic it using, believe it or not, car bondo, to fix car bodies, and drag this comb, if you will. See, another name for Weltex is also combed plywood or striated plywood. Mm. And it's the combed comes from the dragging, like if you took I describe it as a sheet cake with icing, and if you took a comb and pulled it through the icing, it gets these little hills and valleys, little peaks and ridges. So she said, would you like one of these combs? And so she sent it to me because she's had extra pieces made. That, again, got the wheels turning, and then I started pursuing a way to manufacture that. And it's not unique to Eichler homeowners, but it's mainly an interior panel. And we ship a lot of that back east, Midwest, to the south, Louisiana, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina. It's the mid-century thing that just seems like it never ends.
It just continues,
goes and goes and goes.
It goes, and all over the world, Europe, Australia, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully we're reaching people there. I have some friends that work at Australia Modern who follow the site. So we'll send them some information about you too.
Yeah.
So you and I were laughing about how people say, oh, do you live in an Eichler, Jeff? And you probably live in an Eichler doing the work that you do.
Yeah.
And you told me a great story about your wife.
Yeah.
I'd love to share that with people.
Sure. Well, yeah, people ask that a lot. They say, oh, so you must live in an Eichler, right? And I say, no, I don't live in an Eichler. And they go, why? And I say, well, mainly my wife doesn't like them. And
now
she will say, and I told her that I'd shared that story with you. And she said, well, it's not that. I think that the fair thing to say about what my wife Annette feels about them is in their original state when they're not fixed up and some of the problems solved, the single pane glass and all of that. Right. She doesn't really like that.
Right.
But if she really had her choice, she'd like an old Victorian that I would work on constantly on the weekends. And after us getting that Victorian fixed up, we'd find out that the foundation is shot. And then we'd have to lift the house up. But she loves that style of Victorian. So Eichler's, that's not going to do it for her. And I have to say they've grown on me. And I told you, I think I backed up in the not too far days gone by, but I was going to say in the old days, when I used to do the deliveries, I backed up to an Eichler home And I could see through the front door. The front door was open, and there was a glass panel door there. And I could see right through the home into the backyard, through the back panel window, yes, and could see palm fronds. And I said to myself, I get it. I get what he did. I get the glass, the light, the all of that. That was really innovative.
Right.
So I get the art that he was after, and that's intriguing to me.
Yes.
For my wife, not so much.
Well, I think it's funny because you are so perfectly placed to do this, and from your story of how you started, it was meant to be. I think.
Yeah. You know, I tell people quite often, for me, divine providence is not too strong of a phrase. We've seen over and over and over again these twists and turns. And I don't say this to falsely not put myself in a... I'm not that smart to pull this off. Like I said, I didn't know about the peninsula. How do you know about Eichler Homes and not know about the peninsula? You know, you asked me, you know, who's your favorite
architect.
Mid-century architect? Right. I don't have one. I can name some of them barely. I'd probably put their first name. And I don't mean that to disregard them.
Right,
I don't. It's
right,
intriguing
right.
to me. Annette and I went down to Palm Springs and we did the...
Modernism Week. Right.
And we went down there and saw some of the things down there. And it's amazing. It's amazing. We've shipped some material down to Palm Springs, of course. But the divine providence, God leading us and helping us. I don't think I mentioned this to you. You remember 2007, 2008?
Yes, that's when I got into real estate.
The economy, there was a big slowdown, right?
That's right.
So we're trying to make Eichler Siding, and things are really slow for us. I get a call from an architect. I thought it was a friend of mine pulling my leg. I didn't think it was a legitimate call because this guy says, I'm involved in building, I'm the architect, one of the architects involved in building the hotel for Stanford University on Sand Hill, just up the road here, off of Highway 280.
The Rosewood.
We have all of this plywood that we've already purchased, but we need it grooved 6 inches on center. And I said, really? And he said, really? And I said, how much are we talking about? It turned out to be 1,846 sheets of plywood for this hotel. And they couldn't find anybody. Now, this is in 2007, 2008. We're trying to figure out, literally, how are we going to make it? Like a lot of people were trying to, how are we going to make it? How are we going to keep paying? You know, you tell your landlord, well, I can't make rent this month, which... gratefully, we've never had to do, but, you know, the economy is slow. You still got to pay your rent. And so I gave them a quote on that job, and they trucked it up. I can't remember where they started. I want to say in Capitola they had stored this material. And they've trucked it up on a truck and trailer load. They offloaded what I could store at the time because I didn't have... We'd mill that, me and my helper, and then we'd call them up. They'd load that back on the truck, they'd bring us another batch, and then they'd load that back on the truck that we milled, and we kept ferrying that back and forth, and that lasted for the majority of 2008, and we did that, and along with it, we continued to make Eichler Siding as need be, but it's been thing after thing after thing, and I just, there's a lot on the news these days, the Jesus Revolution movie, and I actually pastored for 15 years. I was a pastor for 15 years, and then I got kind of burnt out with the institutionalism and that whole thing. I love the ministry, and I didn't lose my faith. It was just, it got too professional for me. It wasn't kind of down in the trenches with the folks, and... we needed to pay our bills, and so I'm still involved in ministry informally, and I do that.
Amazing.
But I'm not a senior pastor, and I come home with sawdust in my pockets. And
appropriate.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Jesus was a carpenter, so,
yes.
You know.
It's so appropriate.
You're right. So it's been... You know, there's that old that saying that says, you know, you do something that you enjoy, you'll never work a day in your life. Well, that's not completely true, because there's days that are hard, and there's mm-hmm. days that I go home and I've locked the door and I go, I don't think I ever want to come back to the shop again. And then that changes, you know, you get some rest, you get some food, you know, talk it out with your wife, and then you go back and you go at it again. But mm-hmm. I've been so grateful, and it really has been fun. It's been fun to meet the Eichler homeowners. I think I told you I broke down on Highway 101. I met Ned Eichler. Ned Eichler pulls over to help me.
What are the odds of that?
I just look
that
at
that. That is so bizarre.
It's so bizarre. I totally agree with you. I go home and tell Ned, guess who I met today? She goes, I go, Ned Eichler. She goes, you're kidding me.
On 101.
Yeah.
On 101. And he lived in Tiburon.
Yeah, and I didn't know that. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. That is so, that's very serendipitous. I call that serendipitous.
Yeah. It was just things like that. And so, you know, and then realizing, I should say, that the service that we provide helps people in the trades pay their bills, because they have material to put on the homes of their clients. It helps the homeowner, because they're keeping their home in Eichler shape, you know, keeping it original and all of that.
Right.
And the community, you know, that coupled with what he built, swimming pools and these little community, like, I mean, I think that was pretty innovative, you know. He
Absolutely.
Wanted people to gather with people. And so it's been... Yeah, it's been quite a journey.
Wow.
Yep.
That's just amazing.
So, yep.
That's really beautiful. What has surprised you most over the last 30 years of producing Eichler Siding?
I think the gratefulness expressed by Eichler homeowners from a very genuine perspective, not just I get what I need. I need this for my home, and so thanks, I get it, and I take it, and I run with it. It literally expressed to me so many times, please don't stop making this. You know, we're grateful that you make it. And the conversations I get to have on the phone, you know, not with everyone. I mean, not everybody has the time for that. But sometimes the little old lady who just, she needs help. She doesn't know what she needs. And so we help her figure out what she needs and then try to get her a contractor or a handyman that can do what she needs. To the guy that's doing the major remodel, or the woman that's doing the major remodel, and or the real estate agents that need this, like that dear lady who said she needed 7 sheets, you know, and she was not going to take no for an answer. The service and the camaraderie. I mean, homeowners in general can be tough sometimes, but there's a lot that are very gracious and they're appreciative, and we're appreciative, right? I mean, we all kind of help one another pay our bills and pay the things off that we do and raise our families and all of that.
That's right.
So it's been,
beautiful.
Good run.
So for all of you that are listening that want your Eichler siding, you have, I think you mentioned 5 different types. Mm-hmm. So you have indoor and outdoor Eichler siding.
Well, people have used, exterior siding for the interior. But it's all the same. It's not cabinet grade, but it's pretty nice. Again, there'll be pictures that people can see of examples of that. And mostly it's all exterior. Now, the one exception to that is the Weldtex pattern. That's different. Again, not primarily used for Eichlers, but a mid-century pattern that, we specialize in making things that nobody else makes.
Right.
You know, Eichler siding, like the Weldtex. And
Great. And there is a page on your website for everyone that's looking. If you go to vintageplywood.com, and it's actually on eichlersiding.com, you can scroll down and actually see each piece. Mm-hmm. And I really like the wide.
We call it wide line.
I like the wide line the best. Yeah. That's my favorite one.
Yep.
And I think that you've, over the years, it's interesting because you're similar to what, I mean, Eichler was doing that when someone would say, hey, you know, we really need another bathroom here. We really want a skylight. We don't like these colors. You have adjusted for your community.
Yeah. Right.
Which I think is amazing. And so the other MCM products that you were developing, I was going to ask you about that. Other than the siding, you've also had other people want different products. What are those that you've developed?
Well, we started making Eichler fencing. We saw the Eichler fencing. Again, we see most of that down on here, down on the peninsula. I don't see it much up there in Marin County. And people started asking. They would use the plywood siding for their fences, but plywood does not make a very good fence. It can delaminate in the weather. It warps. The fence frame has to be built like a house frame would be built, 2x4 studs, 16-inch on center. So we started making a solid stock cedar fencing, and it's made out of 1x8. And most of the time, people want a 6-foot fence, and we make it in both the patterns: the wide line that you like and the thin line. And sometimes people want it to match their home, and sometimes they don't. They want it to look different than their home. So they have those two options. And I got an inquiry from Denver, Colorado years ago, and the gentleman needed 650 pieces of fencing. And I quoted him the cost of the material, and I quoted him the shipping, and I thought to myself, there's no way he's going to go for this. It's cost too much to ship it there. And he said, great. He said, sign me up. That's what I want. And so, as you know, right, I know I'm preaching to the choir here. There are a lot of people that love Eichlers that don't have an Eichler per se, but they like the look. Right. And maybe it's a Eichler. Maybe it looks similar to an Eichler. And they want the Eichler siding on there, and they can't get it locally. And so we ship it. And that's another one of those surprises. Like, here's one. You might get a kick out of this. We were talking about the Planktex, the 8-inch, much different looking, wasn't used as extensively on the Eichlers. We started making it. I got a call from Boston, and they had seen on the website doing a search that we were making this. And they said, we need it wasn't a whole lot. It was like 10 sheets, something like that. And they said, can you ship that here? And I said, yeah. I said, it's not inexpensive. It's not exorbitant, but yeah, we can ship it. I couldn't believe it. They wanted this in Boston.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
It's like all
everywhere,
over.
Everywhere. The modernists are taking over.
Yeah, it seems like it.
I think it's been growing and growing. Like if you look at all the shows, if you look at all of these, Mad Men that's come out, so many people have called. When I started my company, it was very hard being a little niche brokerage because we were, there are over 30,000 mid-century modern homes in the Bay Area, 11,000 Eichlers in California. So minus the four that are in New York. I thought it was three or four that are in New York. But now, so many people that walk through these open houses are like, this is what I want. And the more people see them, the more people love them.
Yeah.
And I think the media has embraced this culture and embraced this architecture so much. I always have calls from Dwell Magazine, Architect Magazine. They want more Frank Lloyd Wright homes. They want to know, where the Richard Neutra homes are. It's been really amazing how this community has flourished and so many people want it now.
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing. What advice would you give to homeowners to care for this siding? There's specific things. I wanted to give little tips and tricks that you could help them with.
Well, one of the things is to don't let the paint deteriorate too much. That can go, when that starts to go, it's really easy to put off. I mean, who likes to get their house, completely repainted? And sometimes it doesn't need to be completely, it's just certain spot areas that need. But when that's, the paint is what's protecting the plywood siding. And when that's allowed to go too far, and then often your painter will come and tell you, this siding needs to be replaced. We're not going to repaint spongy, you know, weather beaten up material. That's one. The other thing is, it's kind of related to that, is make sure that your irrigation, you don't, your maybe Rainbird sprinkler or something, isn't constantly hitting it. So, you know, on the dry days when it eventually stops raining, we are grateful for all the rain that we've gotten so far, though. But
yes, a little too much rain, but that's
a little
okay.
Too much, you know, a little concentrated in some places. But sometimes people don't realize, you know, their sprinklers come on and it's, you know, it's hitting the wood, and so it day in and day out, it gets wet, then it dries out, it gets wet, and it dries out. The other thing is to make sure there's no earth-wood contact where there's, it's not down so low, or you don't have plants that have grown up or dirt pushed up where it's touching. So basically the little critters in the soil get up and they say, oh, here's some tasty siding, we can eat this. And they will, you know, they will start consuming that. So those are the main things, just making sure that it's painted and not ignoring that. And right. Getting it redone when it needs to be.
Okay. And where is your manufacturing based?
We're in San Rafael on 27 Paul Drive, Suite 5E, and we've been there 2 years. We moved from Nevada. We were in Nevada. So we're right across the freeway from Terra Linda and that whole little Eichler colony there.
Colony.
Right across the freeway.
Yes.
And, yep. So,
yeah. It's a famous little place and none of us have been there. You know, what's funny is I was talking to some homeowners and they said, oh, you're going to talk to Jeff. You know, what a wonderful world that he has up there. And what does he do? And where does he go? And where is that? They called it a manufacturing plant.
Right.
So I cannot thank you enough for coming and for being such a very valuable part of our community.
Well, thank you for having me, Monique. It's been fun. You know, didn't know exactly what to expect.
Yes.
You make it really easy, I will say that.
I'm so glad. It's so great to talk with you. And for those of you listening again, you can go to EichlerSiding.com or VintagePlywood.com. Thank you so much, Jeff,
thank
for
you.
Joining.
You're welcome.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you had as much fun learning about the world of mid-century modernism as I did. You can also catch the show on my YouTube channel, where we walk through some of the most stylish mid-century modern homes in California. Just search for Mid-Century Modernism with Monique and hit subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave me a comment to let me know what you think. Your feedback helps me make the show even better. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time on Mid-Century Modernism with Monique.